Okay, I have a question here from a Bhaktin Dobil, who in short is saying that she gets confused with how she's supposed to practice Krishna consciousness, because sometimes it seems that she's supposed to immediately come to the platform of perfection, and she can't, and it puts her in stress. So, of course, this is a standard phenomena, or a standard misunderstanding that takes place when we actually don't keep our goals in perspective. And we have twofold goals. One goal is, what is our immediate goal? And the other one is, what is the ultimate goal? So the ultimate goal is to attain love for Krishna. With love for Krishna, we can go back to Godhead, and we can serve Krishna directly. So that's our ultimate goal. But in order to attain that ultimate goal, there are also immediate goals, because you can't just jump up to the ultimate immediately, as much as you may want to. You have to have the qualification. So in this regard, this word svesvi adhikara dye nishta is very important, because it emphasizes the fact that people have to have specific qualifications, and qualifications for step-like or stage-wise advancement. So the example is, like, for instance, if someone wants to become a doctor, and that's the long-term goal. You want to be a doctor. Someone may be a high school student. So, but there's a long way away from being a doctor to being a high school student. The goal should certainly be there. One should certainly have that goal. But at the same time, what's the immediate goals of a high school student? Well, at least where I went to high school, first you have to get through grade 8, and then through grade 9, and then grade 10, and so on. And then you go to university, and then you have to do whatever university requirement is there, and then you have to go to doctor school, and so on and so on. So there is a stepwise system of qualification, and Sri Sri Adhikara Ye Nishta. And you have to qualify yourself. You have to be steady in your current position in order to make the next step. And when you make the next step, then from there you can make the subsequent step. And it's a stepwise process. So Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita also says, shanaya shanaya ruparamet, gradually, step by step, one is meant to move forward in spiritual life. So this is what transcendental knowledge is about. It's about sadhu sangha, or guidance of spiritual master. Where am I now, and what's my next step? And sometimes that next step doesn't necessarily immediately reflect the ultimate step. Just like someone wants to be a doctor, and in high school he may have to go to athletics. In university it wasn't compulsory, but in high school it was. So one may say, well, what's athletics got to do with becoming a doctor? But it's a requirement at that stage. It may not be a requirement later on, but it's a requirement at that stage. So one should not neglect it. One should accept that. And the important point here, of course, is to know, where am I? Where am I situated in spiritual life? And therefore, what is my next step? When I know that I'm in grade 8, then I know that my next step is to graduate and get to grade 9. I don't have to get to grade 10. I don't have to graduate from grade 8, but I just have to make the next step. So this process of always making the next step, that's the method of progressing forward in spiritual life in a very systematic and digestible way. Hare Krishna.